Hey, it's Liz. On the podcast today, I'm going to explain all the details of the 2022 Let's Cook Hungarian Challenge. We hope you tune in and then you join the challenge. Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, language, and share stories from our guests. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll explore Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll introduce you to some fun people and organizations who love their Hungarian heritage and share some great resources with you so you can get connected to your Hungarian heritage in a deeper way. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Since 2018, we have hosted the Let's Cook Hungarian Challenge. Each year, we have added new elements so participants can make a deeper connection with heritage foods each month. We would love to have you join us this year. Each month, I give an assigned dish to make. It might be sweet, and it might be savory. Here's how it works. I will supply you with a recipe, but you are not bound to that recipe. The goal is to cook the dish and see what you think. If you have access to a family recipe that you love or have never even tried, fantastic. Use that one. Or use the recipe from a family friend or your favorite cookbook. You do not have to follow the exact recipe I give you. If you need to adapt the recipe a bit due to allergies or strong food preferences, that is fine. The hope is that you will find some recipes that can work in your life. You might not love everything you make, and that is okay too. Complete the dish of the month each month. Invite someone to cook it with you or eat it with you, or even you could drop off a little care package of the finished product to someone you know who will enjoy it. If you can involve older or younger generations in this process, that is even better. If you are a grandmother or grandfather who lives near their grandchildren and can have a Hungarian cooking day, how fun is that? You can have a great time. Or you and a cousin may decide to cook something together once a month. It's a great family bonding opportunity. Maybe you have a non-Hungarian friend who loves to experiment with recipes. That sounds like one of the ingredients for a perfect afternoon. In these times of social distancing, maybe you have a video chat with an elderly family member and discuss a recipe and just find a way to make it work. To participate, you need to email Liz, L-I-Z, at magyarmarketing.com and say you want to be in the Let's Cook Hungarian Challenge. Then you need to sign up for our newsletter. We offer four options of our e-newsletter, and they are all fun and interesting, but the third week is the one that will always have the recipe. I'll have a link in the show notes for signing up for the newsletter, as well as for the email. Just so you know, the newsletters, the first week is about Hungarian events, news, and organizations. The second week always talks about Hungarian language, genealogy, and travel. And the third week always has Hungarian recipes, foods, and traditions. And the fourth week always has Hungarian history, inventions, and some creative inspiration. The recipe of the month and other cooking resources will always appear in the third week of the Hungarian Living newsletter. I will start the year with emailing everyone the January recipe, but after that, each month, the recipe for the following month will be in week three of the Hungarian Living e-newsletter. We do have a Let's Cook Hungarian Challenge private Facebook group, and if you are on Facebook, you can request to join that group, but only if you plan on participating in the challenge. There are optional cooking and baking classes available, and we will have a link to that in the show notes. Those are offered each month and typically will be a class that lines up with the Let's Cook Hungarian Challenge, but the classes are entirely optional. A couple of things we have learned over the last 4 years of doing the Let's Cook Hungarian Challenge is that you guys have great food stories to share. We have enjoyed reading all of them, and each month always brought another opportunity for some meaningful conversations. We also learned that participants enjoyed interacting with one another via the Facebook group, especially as the last several years have played out. Our Facebook group allows for the sharing of tips and tricks and ideas, as well as troubleshooting and success. So if you're on Facebook and you want to be in the challenge, you can also be a part of that group. So grab a cousin, sibling, parent, or friend and invite them to do the challenge with you. If you don't have anyone who will join you, that's okay too. Do it for yourself. We have three different levels of participation this year. You could choose the one that works for you. Level one is free. Basically, you'll have to email me and let me know you want to be a part of the challenge. You have to sign up for the newsletter. And if you want to be a part of the Let's Cook Hungarian Challenge group on Facebook, you can let me know. In level two, if you want to be inspired to cook more Hungarian food, and you like knowing that others are on the journey with you, and you're excited about the challenge of having a recipe assigned to you each month, but you also would like to make a regular and thoughtful connection with your Hungarian food history through our monthly Hungarian Food Memories journal pages, then you can take advantage of that. If you sign up for our Hungarian Food Memories journal pages, each month for 12 months, you will receive a PDF via email that can be downloaded and printed each month. The purpose of these pages is to encourage you to document your monthly cooking experience and jog your memory with a variety of questions each month. We hope these questions will ignite some additional interesting conversations with your friends and family. If you don't have a printer, grab a notebook dedicated to this project and answer the questions. Your purchase of these monthly questions can be used with your immediate family, parents, grandparents, spouse, or children. And if you want to involve a wider range of family members or friends, please purchase access to additional journal pages. This can be a wonderful family activity. The cost is $25, which is about $2 per month. Level 3 of the Let's Cook Hungarian Challenge involves the memory journal pages I just described and also an apron. And you can choose one of our several aprons that we have available. And you can cook all year long in your apron. We hope you will join us for the Let's Cook Hungarian Challenge at whatever level that appeals to you. It makes an awesome gift and a great family activity. I will have all the details about the challenge in the show notes, complete with links. Have a great week! Want to learn Hungarian or learn how to cook Hungarian food? We've got you covered. Check out all our class offerings as well as meaningful books and gifts at thehungarianstore.com. Special thanks to Stephen Chuchek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast, please share it with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@hungarianliving.com. We'll catch you next time.